Hello, it is January 19th, 2024, and today we have the Eight of Wands. We're flying. First, I have to say I feel a bit bad about calling yesterday's bully of the Five of Swords a freak. Is he nasty? Yes. Manipulative? Yes. Should we engage with such a person? No, it's not worth it. But something must have happened that made him that way, unless he was born evil, which is possible. But then there would be genetics involved, and I don't know much about that. So let's just say a little prayer for him and move along, quickly, far and fast. Witches with the Eight of Wands, or fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius is all about. I love this card. It's like looking out the window of a plane. It is a travel card and does talk about travel by air. Eight straight as arrows wands, pole-like branches sprouting quick little green leaves, are flying in formation, heading straight for their destination. Fire is the suit of passion and drive, and these rods or staves have been referred to as the arrows of love. So straight and true do they fly, which is very romantic. From our window seat, we're looking down at a blue river curving through green hills dotted with trees. There is a building down below. It's a beautiful view as the eight straight wands fly past at top speed. Whatever this is, it's happening fast. If you've been idling at the stoplight, it has turned green and all systems are go. Maybe you've had a block or possibly an astrological shift that has launched you into a new cycle of inspiration and motivation, and you're on fire and ready to hit the target. Nothing can stop you now. It's great, the Eight of Wands, full of energy, ready to jump on a plane and go, literally or figuratively. The Eight of Wands feels like a new year should feel. There is not a cloud in the wide blue sky, and we are prepared to take off.